Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shall I start things off?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Do you remember the song No Chances? Because that's what we got.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we feel. That's how I'm feeling right now. Am I right, big man?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
No chance in hell.
Oh, God. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Welcome to And That's Why We're Messed Up, the podcast speaking about nerdery, geekism, and all else in between from a South London postcode. I am one of your amazing hosts, Shanna's. Next to me, disappointed, upset, dejected, angry maybe. I guess we'll find out. Big man? Bigger
Hello. Hello, okay? Everybody. I'm okay. I could be better. I want to be better, but I'm okay.
Okay.
And how about you?
Bruv, you okay?
No, it's too good to be true.
Okay.
Well, it's just like, we can't have nice things.
No, we can't.
We can't have nice things. Also, like, usually errors in life last like a good few decades, or at least a decade or two. Or at least 5 years, maybe.
More than two. More than months.
We got, what, 5 months?
Something like that, yeah.
So, for some of y'all, you probably have no idea what on earth we're talking about. I get big man. Do you want to?
Yeah, I'll take the floor and run with this one.
It's your week after all, so.
Yes, it is. Where can I start? First and foremost, hello and thank you for everyone for listening, subscribing, etc.
Thank you.
A massive
thank you. And also, sorry, just got thank you for people who have been messaging about how they're still kind of, even now, thinking about the top five table face-off, etc. from Ruff. Because I keep getting little notifications going, but that one slaps, though. And I'm like, please tell me which one you name it. Gummy Bears Slaps! I never thought Gummy Bears Slaps would be the thing that I got in my messages, but I'm really grateful for it, and the fact that someone's tormented because they have no lies spent since that episode debating the merits of the Gummy Bear soundtrack versus the Thundercats soundtrack, and I'm really sorry that we did that to you, but I still can't help you on that.
You're welcome. Keep talking about
it. I've got to say that's the most prolific that I've got is people going like, yeah, but that bit, but what about, I feel like I'm getting people's thoughts, like in mid-thought, they're going, yeah, but what about Jem? And I was like,
oh, we forgot.
Oh my God, Chantel, how did you forget about Jem?
Oh my God, I forgot Jem.
Oh, that's truly outrageous, truly, truly
outrageous. That's truly, truly, truly outrageous, whoa.
That's actually really bad. I'm actually, you know, I'm actually ashamed of you there, since I've got Sam.
I'm really ashamed of my damn self. I am ashamed of my damn self that I forgot Jem, because she was truly outrageous, and the thickest doll that was ever put on shelves was Jem. My God, I think we're gonna have to do another one.
Yeah. I think
because it's the one that's got the most. I got the most feedback. I got the most messages. People are like, yeah, but what about this one? What about Jamie and the Magic Torch? I'm like,
fuck Jamie and the Magic Torch.
You raise an excellent point on the slaps of the Jamie and the Magic Torch.
No, I don't agree with that.
But for a UK one, it slapped hard.
Yeah, there's no shoe people.
See, we're going to do another one.
Yeah, all right, okay, we get off topic now. We're way too off topic.
I just wanted to give the feedback and let the listeners know that we have heard your cries. I'm really ashamed. I'm deeply ashamed that I missed Jem. I'm really ashamed. I'm really upset with myself for doing that. And because there are, anyway, but let's get back to, it's because we've got to talk about some bad news. So, big man, sorry to interrupt you.
So, as many people know, last weekend was the annual WWE pay-per-view extravaganza, the Showcase of the Immortals, which is known as WrestleMania. Now,
Shift Work, which, aka Shift Work.
Yeah, well, to be fair,
wasn't that bad this year? I've got to say, wasn't that bad?
Wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. I'll give it its due. The shift wasn't that bad this year, and that was all down to one man, but we'll get into that soon enough. But I have to admit, this year's Mania, night one, sorry, let me start again. This year's Mania, like, since the pandemic, was split into two nights. None of this 9-hour pay-per-view crap that we had a couple years ago. It was split into two halves. Night one Saturday, night two Sunday. So with the assist of Mr. Classic, we're going to run down night one. Now, obviously, our opinions are our own, not affiliated with WWE or connected to anything like that. So I'm just going to knock it out of the park from the get-go. I have to say, the build-up for this year's Mania, for some of the matches, were amazing. It was cinema. It was art.
Yeah, those film shorts were really good that you were showing. Yeah. They were really funny. And I love that Bruv called out one almost perfectly. That was... well done, Bruv.
It's the only way you could do it, right? Like Roman Reigns, Trouble Chief, Head of the Table.
Head of the Table, Trouble Chief.
Yeah, he's the ultimate gaslighter, so it had to be that scene.
Yep.
I'll give it its due. The build-up was superb. And night one, we get into it. Now, I must just slightly just go off topic. Usually, when it's a build-up to Mania, it's usually the standard Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Hall of Fame, NXT pay-per-view, then Mania. That happened a couple of years ago in 1 week, which I renamed Sleepers for the Week. I will never ever do that again. Wow. That's me going to sleep pretty much at 5 a.m. every day when I have work at 7. So it just was not working.
You'll still do it. Don't worry. You'll still do it. I know you will.
No.
I was going to say, thank you, bruv. Thanks, bruv.
I'm saying like it is.
No, believe me, I'm a lot older than I was back then, trust me. Now, I have to laugh. This year, they spaced it out pretty well. And we had NXT Stand and Deliver, which was held on Saturday afternoon in the UK from 6 till 9. So that kind of gave everyone like a 4-hour pathway to get some rest before the pay-per-view of WrestleMania Night 1. Stand and Deliver, I'll give NXT their due. Very good pay-per-view. They gave the people what they want, which they wanted Carmelo Hayes to defeat Braun Breaker and become a new NXT champion. And for me, that was perfect. Braun Breaker, a.k.a. Steiner Brothers Part 3, has pretty much ran the whole NXT, beating everyone. So him losing, that was it.
To be fair, Rick Steiner is his dad, isn't it? So,
well, there you go. Let's not talk about Steiner at the moment.
Oh, yeah, good point. He's saying something. He's saying some nasty things.
Yeah, cancelled mofo, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so Braun's pretty much ran for everyone, did everything he had to do, finally lost. I thought, bye-bye, you're gone. You get promoted to main roster soon enough. Clearly, I was horribly wrong, but still. Gave us 3-4 hours rest before night one of Mania. So let's kick off night one for Mania, which we started by, if I'm correct, wasn't it Austin Theory versus John Cena?
Yes, it was.
Now, as much as we're all fans of John Cena here, there comes a time in your life where, I've said it a lot about footballers in the past, is where it's time to give it up. Yeah. When you're receiving ball patch in the back of your hair is shining a light, it's time to let it go.
Yeah, we worked for Hulk Hogan for the longest time, so it's only fair you could do it. But the match itself, it was by the numbers. It wasn't anything special. It wasn't anything.
Cena's role now is basically to put Tennant over. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's nothing left for him to do. And I loved his intro for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I'll get over to the intros, because this year's intros were on point for everyone. I was thinking between Hollywood settings anyway, but him coming up with the Make-A-Wish children. Love that. Even his T-shirt, and I'm not a fan of seeing the T-shirt.
Oh, the G.I. Joe. That was really good.
That was nice. And he had the match, and to be fair, Theory winning it was the perfect answer. It was the only answer. Mm. There's nothing left for Cena to do. Him, if he would have won it, he would have probably lost it the next night. So Theory getting the rub, perfect for me. How about you, bro? What do you think?
I agree. It wasn't anything special. It was a decent opener. It was by the numbers. So, you know, I didn't expect much from it, to be fair. But because Austin Theory, he's all right. I'm not a fan, but I don't care enough about him not to like him, if that makes sense. He does nothing for me. He doesn't entertain me. He does not entertain me, if that makes sense. He's just there playing a role for me. And he hasn't done anything to make him stand out for me.
I said when he came with the whole selfie stick being the chosen one from Vince, so to speak.
What?
I wasn't. Don't worry. That's a long story. Basically, the gimmick, he was taking pictures of everyone who he wanted to beat because Vince told him he was the chosen one. Stick with him and he will go far. Sounds like some other. Yeah. Okay. So him getting the rub was the only answer, but he has improved a lot. He has that cocky, arrogant, I'm better than you, about the complete rest of that sentence. But he has that cocky, arrogant, you want to slap if you see him out on the streets kind of type of face. And he will go far.
Mm.
And I do think, give it possibly 2 years, you are looking at a future champion. He has everything going for him right now, which is sad but true.
Technically, he's a champion.
Yeah, but yeah, he'll go far.
Yeah.
But that's the nice little warm-up match. And then we moved on to the tag team showcase match, which was Braun Strowman and Ricochet versus the Street Profits versus the Alpha Academy and the Viking Raiders. I'll be perfectly honest, I couldn't care less for that match.
Bloody, that's harsh.
No, don't get me wrong, right?
It was a good match. Okay. It's actually a really good match. It's probably one of the best matches on the card.
I love. I mean, sometimes he gets it and he's like, personally, I could not give a flying about that goddamn match. Waste of my time.
I get what Big Man's saying. He's basically saying it was nothing match because there was literally no need for it. That could have been put for something more important.
On the pre-show, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm putting the pre-show, to be fair.
As everyone's getting their seats. Well, they're going to go get their beers. Oh, one sec.
It was a legitimately good match, though.
It was. Okay. It was a good match, but it's one of those I'm thinking, all right, you've won. That was it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of the bumps. I don't know if I can say, Chad Gable, every time I think this man can't do anything more, he completely surprises me. The fact he lifted up Braun Strowman for a suplex, and Braun ain't anyone small or light.
Braun's a 6'8" walking bicep.
Yeah.
So, and Chad Gable's like a 5'9".
To suplex that man horizontally, that was class. And fair play to the
Street Profits.
Viking Raiders, to be fair. They look good. But I just think, this Valhalla movement, yeah. Unless you lot are really going to get serious, what's the point of it?
It's probably good. But seeing a certain person's back in charge now, or maybe he is in charge. Oh. We don't know. We don't actually know officially because apparently Triple H is going to be making an announcement on, because today, as we record this, it is Good Friday. So, SmackDown is tonight.
Yeah.
So apparently Triple H's got an announcement to make, but
you mean like the same announcement he made on Raw? Yeah.
I don't know, because like I feel like it's something just to quell the crowd, because obviously with everything's happening right now with Vince coming back apparently, obviously people are looking to hijack the show.
Oh, it's going to
get...
Aren't they
going to like put out signs and they've got chance ready to say fire?
Yeah, fire Vince.
Fire Vince.
Yep. That's trending already. So I think they're putting Triple H on this to try and quell the crowd, but I doubt it's going to work.
Nah. Enough already. And I think the reason for people having enough, we're coming too. But the tag team showcase, having the Street Profits win, that was the only answer.
Yes.
It was the only way, and fair play to them. Yeah, they got the win.
As I like to call them, versions of me and Joseph, if we were a tag team.
Yes.
To be fair, I can't unsee that being me and Joseph.
Yeah, I agree.
So then, moving onwards, we have to mention now, obviously WrestleMania being in Hollywood, I basically touched a few minutes ago with some of the entrances of some of the superstars. So the first one, I have to say, if you're going to do one of my favourite films as a comic book entrance, you have to get it right. And I give them their due, they got this right. It was the women's tag match of Becky, Trish and Lita versus Damage Control. Now, the intro for Becky, Lita and Trish was done in the style of Sin City.
It was done really well, to be fair.
Yeah, it really was, and I wasn't expecting that. It's basically Becky watching Lita and Trish in black and white with their hair being red, standing out saying these are the two women she idolises, and when things got tough, there's only two people she can call, which was them. And they brought them together with the same Sin City dark comic book strip, walking in the rain, standing together. And I thought, okay, all right, fair enough. You got me. Mm. I was sold on that. And that was a very good match, to be fair.
I wasn't, it was all right.
Well, it started off slow, but it did improve towards the end.
It wasn't bad, it was all right.
We don't
have to have the same opinion, man. If you liked it, you liked it. I thought it was all right.
You know what? What I'm hearing from both of y'all so we're just mediocre. I just keep hearing that in my head.
It started off good, and it slowed down a bit. But I think everyone was waiting for Trish to turn on Becky, but she didn't.
Yes.
That will come, though. There's no doubt. Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, it's definitely coming, and the match was over. The only thing I have to touch on that was, what's her name? Bayley. Is that the last one we'll see her, Bayley?
Well, from everything I've heard, or rumours, saying that she put a really vague tweet about basically saying goodbye. So, she's one of the people I want to thrive. She's a part of the real era that brought me back into WWE, which was the NXT era when she had that Iron Woman match with
Dash.
Sasha Banks or Mercedes Moné or whatever you want to call her now. Mm. But, and that was a match and a half. I cannot stress how awesome the match was.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of brought light to NXT for me. Because I was like, bloody hell, NXT is serious. Okay. I'm thinking I'm going to sit here and watch this now. So I want her to do well in life because she's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, and she's one of the people I see quite prominently on Up, Up, Down, Down. So, when I see people being real, because when you see Up, Up, Down, she's being herself. It's just refreshing to see her be herself. You know, she does great character work. When I get a good vibe from people, I want them to do well. It's like, for example, I want him to do well, because when I saw him behind the scenes with Up, Up, Down, Down, he's a lovely guy. He's legitly, he's the stereotype of a friendly giant.
Yeah.
So I want him to do well, like WWE. So that's why I was kind of glad, even though I'm overstepping it, night two, his match was better than I thought it would be. So I want I want Bayley to do well. If she leaves, I hope it's for the best for her, and I hope she does. She thrives in it, because I think she can do anything.
Yeah, we wanted to stay, but I think with certain people, Mr. Gomez, Adams, McMahon back in charge,
I told you during the week, yeah, I will have no disrespect put on the name of Gomez Adams.
Just call him Dick Dastardly, man. He's Dick Dastardly.
I will have no disrespect on the Adams family. Big man, you know better than that.
I'm just saying.
If Vince McMahon is anyone that's stereotyping, he is Dick Dastardly, all right? He's Dick Dastardly, all right? So Dick Dastardly, yes. Man, there we go.
As someone said on Black People Twitter, he looks like he hates Spider-Man. Whoever gave him that colour of job that is running down his... He needs to stop. His face looks like a bee sting. Tell me I'm wrong. He looks like he's in between the ages of 74 and 75.
Also, he looks like 74 and well past the sell-by date, personally. But, you know...
He's gone off. He's done gone off. Like, if you turn and look at the label, it says Woolworths.
Wow.
Best before 1987. It literally says it. If you turn, that's what you'll see. Woolworths. Best before 1987.
Jeez.
Where's the lie?
No, it's the truth. That's the sad thing.
Thank you. But I will have no respect. No disrespect to Adams. On my watch.
Fair enough. But yeah, we hope he's not the last we've seen of Bayley, and we hope whatever issues that's going on behind the scenes, it can be smoothed over. Because we love her here. Everyone loves her. Let's get her back. But now this is where the card we start to get serious. Next match we had was Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul.
Probably one of the matches of the night.
Yeah, because to be fair, I'm not a Logan Paul fan.
No one's a Logan Paul fan. But
except his family. There.
But give the man his credit. Yeah. He's a fucking good wrestler. He's a really good wrestler. He puts the work in.
Yeah.
Like, says, I want you to watch... I will challenge you to watch any of his matches and tell me he's a bad wrestler.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, he's a natural athlete, for one thing.
Yeah.
And from everything you see him do in the ring, you can tell he's putting the work.
The work, yeah.
Because, like, his match with Roman Reigns was way better than it should have been.
Yeah.
Again, the Seth Rollins match, it was always going to be because Seth Rollins is a good wrestler anyway. You can't really have a bad match with anyone. But the fact that they're both naturally good naturally good athletes, it worked so well. And there were some good spots in there.
Yeah, I mean, again, the entrance for Seth, right? No one can wear an outfit, like the way he can,
And can control wear an outfit like the way he can, to be fair.
I did laugh. I saw someone on Twitter turn and said, he's doing like a Jeff Jarrett tribute, with that outfit, because it was something to behold. I mean, if someone said that came from the sort of House of Gucci, I was like, I can believe that, because it was out there.
I love, there was a behind the scenes I saw with, because he's married, obviously he's married to Becky Lynch. There's a scene where she's like, you're wearing that? I'm so jealous. You can tell those two are meant for each other. I'm so jealous.
I wanted to wear it.
And I got to say, Logan Paul had a really good entrance, and I liked his attire.
Oh, yeah, fair play.
Because apparently he was begging for that last time, and they were like, no, you're not doing it this time. He was like, it's my birthday, man. Can I please have it? He was like, fine, you have it. Which I quite like. I'm kind of sweet. Bless him. But
to be fair, let me have it.
Kind of reminds me of Shawn Michaels' entrance in the Iron Man match at Mania against Bret Hart. When he came from the top of the building flying down.
Mm.
So, you know what I mean? Fair play for that. And yet he pulled it off. The fact Seth came out in that outfit, didn't need to say a word. And everyone is just humming his entrance. And the conductor before, hats off to you, mate. Yeah. You run that crowd. The match, yet again, as Bro just said, Seth can work with anyone and make them look good. And my personal favourite highlight of the match, I mean, when Logan Paul came out with his mate in the Prime outfit, I instantly looked at that and I thought, that's got to be his brother. Now, that's who I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well.
I thought that because this idiot in the Prime outfit was just the original hype man. And the match was back and forth, and it was revealed. The hype man very much, in fact, is KSI.
Of course. Oh,
do you know how weird it is to see KSI on fucking WWE?
Yeah.
So that was so weird. Like,
Because I wasn't expecting that, and to me that made it even more funnier for what happened next. So KSI being a hype man, it was this spot where Logan Paul's going to jump off the turnbuckle and put Seth through the announcement table. The only thing that could possibly go wrong brilliantly did go wrong, where Logan Paul's now jumped on the turnbuckle. Now, I believe KSI was trying to go live, but was just recording himself anyway.
Yeah.
Being a hype man saying, you're going to get put for the table. You're going to get put for the table. So Logan Paul's jumped. Seth has seen this and has moved out of the way, but has dragged KSI onto the spot instead of him. So Logan Paul's put KSI through the table.
He took the spot like, he took the spot like a champ, I've got to say.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh, he took it. Straight. that made me laugh. And I'm bending up laughing non-stop because the way he went through the table, that was it. Match is over. Way over from that. Seth got the win. And you know what? When he got the stomped, even I applauded for that. I went, yeah, man, just do it. And to me, that is when Mania woke up, because every match onward, we got serious now. Again, crowd was on point. Seth got the win. But then we go to an entrance, which by far was one of my favourites of the night. So yet again, if we're going to do entrances from films people know, you've got to do it correct. Now, I'm sorry to say it, and I have to say it, one of my favourite at the moment wrestlers, and I can't even call him a wrestler because he's an idiot, but he plays it so well, is one Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, God.
He is a wrestler. He's a good wrestler. He just plays...
Now, I should remind you, leading up to this, he's made his dad's life a living hell. I mean, when he slapped him up on Christmas at his house, that was the start. Then there was the follow-up where he did time for 3 hours when he got Rhea slapped. No, in fact, Rhea didn't slap. Was the mum slapped Rhea, didn't she?
Yeah, she tried to slap her. And then she tried to slap Dom. She stopped him and she slapped her instead.
Yeah, and because he got taken away and did hard time for 3 hours, it changed him, yeah, from everyday Don to
Condom
Cyrus the Pirate.
ex-condom
rolling with the Crimson Bloods, yeah, fully GTA tattooed up balaclava movements. So when he came out and he was handcuffed in chains like FBI's top 10 most wanted list, that got me. That absolutely
that
got me
cool and
it was a cool entrance because I wasn't expecting that. No one was expecting that. And I think that sent the crowd even more into delirium because they rolled with that. And then Rey Mysterio.
Oh, boy.
He comes out with Snoop driving in the lowrider, which I thought that was a nice touch. But when they hit Eddie Guerrero's Viva La Rap, that was it. I was done.
That was emotional.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. There was tears coming down my eyes. I was like, rah, they went there. That set everyone off. And my ad, bro, you can take this one. What a match.
It was a really good match. I've got to give credit to, again, Dom's character out, because I love how he poured water in his sister's face.
You know what? That was Boyment 101, but I never but laugh at that.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, that's just deep. And apparently, that was unplanned. He just did that. Yeah, apparently just today, he was like you're saying, like, yeah, it was unplanned. I was like, oh, she got some water. Like, she saw it was water. It was water, and he just threw it in her face. He's about to drink it, and he was like, no, that's all for her face. Boom. So I want to see the conversation after that. Like, don't, what the fuck?
You're not going to kick your ass afterwards, yeah? Cool. Yeah, you're owed, right? Okay.
The beating, what made me laugh about that match is not even that the water was bad enough, but it's when Ray went full Joe Budden, yeah, and took the belt off here and just whipped him in the middle of the ring.
I'm sorry, how was he not disqualified? I'm confused. I was confused by his... Like, I was like, is this a normal match, right? Then why is the referee not, like, called disqualification? I'm confused. He took a weapon and started attacking him. Okay, whatever. All right, cool. I don't know you. It's out now.
That's actually a valid point, right? How the referee turn a blind eye to that, I'll never know.
It happened. He's off now.
He deserves a beating.
Even Michael Cole.
I want to get beat. Oh, maybe it's self-reservation. I don't want to get beat. Go for it.
Look, the fact Michael Cole was going in on 1 year on the announcement for that match, he had me in hysterics. He was like, it was his son getting whooped here. He was taking it personal.
Damn.
And also, Bad Bunny. You know, I have to give him props as well. Yeah. Because he was doing the announcement for the Latino community because the next pay-per-view is done in Puerto Rico. So it's kind of set the seed for it's going to be LWO, the Latino World Order with Bad Money versus the Judgment Day. So him helping for Ray get the win, nice touch. That was a nice feel-good moment for everyone because the crowd was on it. Absolutely on it. And then for me, the match of the night took place next. Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley.
Are you two okay?
I'm in two minds with this match. Because, like, all in all, was a bloody blind of a match. Yeah. And the person who won should have won. That's like, that was the only decision to
make. Yeah, there's no way.
But what pissed me off was when Rhea won the title,
they were
still trying to include Charlotte in that moment. Nah.
Yeah. Why?
There's no need for that. To be fair, I don't think that was even her. I think that's just WWE.
Yeah, I don't see why. Like that's Rhea's moment. That's her first championship WrestleMania win. So it should be all about her. Maybe do two moments of Charlotte, but like there was that scene where Rhea's sending the title and like Charlotte's right below it outside the ring. You're trying, and obviously the camera's trying to get them both in the shot. I'm like, no, fuck that. Go Rhea, man. Don't. What the fuck? That's the main thing that pissed me off about the match. I think that's the only thing that ruined the match for me. Was that
trying to include Charlotte Flair? Yeah, that's not how this goes.
But that's her exit from WWE for the time being, anyway. I saw her last, you lost a hell lot of amount of weight. I mean, she didn't have any to lose in the first place.
But isn't she supposed to be doing the bodybuilding competition or something?
Yeah.
Didn't see that one coming. To be fair.
To be fair, I mean. When she tweeted, I don't know if you saw the tweet, when she's saying, thanks for an amazing night, amazing experience, real girl, well done, this is your title, run with it. I think it was nice that, you know what, they're playing passing the torch, it's yours now, girl, and yeah, man, so from my point of view, much as I love Charlotte, real got the win, well deserved. She looked amazing pre-makeup and looked even better post-makeup.
I would love to see, I want not to wear makeup anymore, because I think she looks way better without makeup. Like, she looks absolutely gorgeous without makeup. And, I think she's pretty.
Yeah, that match is definitely not that faint-hearted because some of the bumps and blows, I'm like, wow, man. I know you lot were pissed that you wasn't main event, but you did a main event style of match here. Yeah, and be proud, girls. And for the women industry side anyway, that was definitely a standout performance for the match. Okay. People got what they wanted. And then we move on to main event night one.
Oh boy.
Which was The Usos
versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens. Now, this, the build up, amazing. And let's give props where props is due, right, to Sami and Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, Kevin Owens' main event in night one against Stone Cold Steve Austin. Unsanctioned match, which was an interview that became a match, and Kevin Owens was brilliant. Sami Zayn probably had the most funniest night on night two against Johnny Knoxville from Jackass. You wouldn't have expected 1 year later both of these two to be main eventing night one. And yet, I have to say, the crowd got what they wanted out of that match. And it was a beautiful telling story of someone who, no offense, is a walking idiot, but plays it so well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sami Zayn, yeah. Kevin Owens, you know what you're going to get. Yeah, which as soon as he music hits, you already know that son's going to get hurt. Which is a type mentality to have. But, Sami Zayn, he's the idiot, but he's the lovable idiot. And that match was beautiful. I mean, the Usos, me and Bro can sit here and talk about every tag team that they've locked down, the Uso Penitentiary, everything. And how many days was it? Over 600 plus days they've had the titles for?
Something like that, yeah. It's like 600, wow.
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah, over 2 years pretty much so. To the point people left company and come back in, they still had the title. So that match, it was beautiful how they won it. And it was kind of sense of justice. It was Sami that got the pin on Jay.
Mm.
Although that storyline's far from over, it was definitely justice. And you know what? Night one ended well. And I watched the little press conference that they had after, and it literally was minutes after the pay-per-view as well, they had a press conference, and it made me laugh because you had Sami and Kevin saying, look, we've been friends for how many years, something we always wanted to do, but more importantly, the fans have been amazing, they've backed us since day one, and they gave a tribute to the,
the Briscoes.
Yeah, the Briscoes. And I thought, you see, it makes me laugh. Everyone talk about different rivalries in different companies, but something like that, everyone unites as one. Mm. And to give them the saying, look, that's tag team at the best. If we're anything like that, then we'll be loved to follow in their footsteps. And it was beautiful. And you see, I went to sleep at 6:30 in the morning at the end of night one, thinking, you know what? That was quality. Night two, man, I'm well looking forward to doing it again. And then night two happened.
Oh, boy.
And then you kind of knew. I mean, last time, it was a couple of years ago, night one on WrestleManias was so good. Night two started with the Bray Wyatt-Randy Orton match. And when that night kicked off and that match happened, this dark cloud kicked in my head thinking, shit's about to go sour. Yeah, something's going
to
go wrong.
But to be fair, night two wasn't that bad. It wasn't great. It wasn't as good as night one, but night two wasn't that bad.
No, compared to night one, night two weren't great at all.
Mm.
But it was good for what it is, but I expected better. Mm. But,
okay, yeah. What are your issues around night two?
I personally think Vince took over.
Yeah, night two is Vince's. Easily. Yeah.
You could it was a stark difference in tone, because you could tell that night one was Triple H. You can tell us all his night. Yeah, night two just and felt wrong.
Flat. Yeah, it was flat. It was moody. What should have happened didn't happen. And don't get me wrong, we'll discuss that and we understand long-term planning. But there was none of this going on here in night two. I mean, night two to start off with. What's the first match of night two?
Omos and Brock Lesnar.
Oh, my. Right. So,
again, it was better than it should have been. Right. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been.
Oh, God.
But you know what I mean? I mean, everyone knows Brock is one of my guys. I will back him heel, face, no matter what. And Omos had him up. But the only issue I have with Omos is not the height or the strength. It's the narration to himself during the matches I can't deal with. If I can actually have an option to turn him off, yeah?
He's Let him hype himself up. That sounded racist. I don't really appreciate that. You're basically saying a big black man sounds like a monkey. You're a racist.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I don't appreciate that. I'm just saying.
Damn.
I'm wrong, please let me know. It's all right, let me put it this way. It was an audible waffle, as I should say, yeah, because I don't think Santos even picked that up. But you know what? He dominated Brock, and then a couple of suplexes and one F5, the match was over. Pretty much that, wasn't it? Am I correct, bro?
Basically, yeah. But what do you expect? You would expect a technical genius match like what Seth Rollins and Logan Paul, which is weird to say, which is so weird to say now. So just say out loud, wow. But it was a technical showpiece with Logan Paul and Seth Rollins. Am I wrong?
Bro, we have been in an upside down for a long time, so it's okay. It's okay.
I'm just saying.
I expect weirdness.
Okay, well, brilliant choice of words. You just ended it with the word weirdness. Talk about the women's fatal four-way.
That was a waste of time.
Oh, well, that's an understatement, right?
That would like, compared to the one on night one, that night one was a masterpiece.
Which I need someone to ask me, right? What the hell happened to Shayna Baszler's, was it called footwear?
I wasn't paying that much attention, but I don't know. Right. Because she had that one, then like, all of a sudden she had one thing on.
That makes no sense whatsoever. And I'm like, eh? Have I missed something?
I mean, many women of us have been out on a night before that we some... Okay, I'm lying. I have never lost a shoe because
I mean, usually babies lose their shoes occasionally.
Yeah. But to be fair, I remember years ago coming out of my flat and just seeing a single red shoe outside, and that was really
Snow White?
One red shoe. Like, remember where I used to live back in Malden Court? Like, just one red shoe just, like, on the pavement. And it just looks so ominous.
Dorothy with the board flicks, right?
Yeah. Like, but it was a high-heel red satin shoe just outside, covered in the morning dew.
Okay.
It's like if I touched it, I disappeared into a different world. Do you know what I mean? Like, that vibe. But sorry, I digress. Yes.
No, that match, to be perfectly honest, I'm glad I got a drink here at that point because I knew nothing special wasn't going to go on, but that match was shocking. It weren't great. Yeah, and that was definitely, you know what, let me get a whole couple beers, let's get some munch and we'll continue. And then continued we did. Because we had, as far as I'm concerned, the standout match of the second night, which was Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre.
Big men stepping mad meat.
Isn't it?
Big beefy men. Manly.
That bit that I want to see big men slapping me and the laughter of Big E. Honestly, that's so beautiful.
That's what you're talking about. That's just what you were talking about. It was big beefy men slapping man meat.
Yes, manly. And I honestly was just crying with laughter. I want.
No, well, everyone got that because, that was a 30-minute classic.
That was a bloody good match.
And fair play to Titus O'Neil doing the commentary because he had me in hysterics for that. Yeah, he needs to do commentary going forwards because he was on point. That match was everything. I mean, I love the Emporium entrance for Gunther because that was a throwback to the water days of NXT. And that just set the tone. That was hard hitting. It was brutal. Although I wanted Sheamus to get the rub, I'm cool with Gunther getting it. At this point, Drew McIntyre don't need nothing anymore.
Apparently he's leaving.
Is he though?
Well, his contract is up, is due, and basically they haven't reached an agreement yet.
Well, the only thing I recently did find out, he's not the only one. It was during the pandemic where half of the talent basically negotiated the contract and they're all expiring at the same time as Drew. So this is going to be fun. Because there could be a mass walkout to AEW at this point. But Drew, if they're going to make him turn heel, I'm all for it. Because at the moment, he's just walking around with Vince's sword, literally, doing nothing apart from pulling that man and starting stuff he never ends. But that was a match classic. It really was. I can't describe it. It was just brutal. I mean, the blows, the chops.
You can describe it. It was big, beefy men slapping man meat.
Big E so much.
That's what it sounded like. It was like that all the time. It was like that man meat being slapped.
Man meat. I'm gonna try and share the video in the description.
Man meat.
Man meat.
Slapping.
I'm actually aching all over now.
It was everything you could ask for, and don't forget in the rub. The fact what I loved about that match, you had the fans standing up applauding. You had everyone around ringside, commentators, official. There was no one wasn't standing unless you were sitting in the bleacher seats once that match was over. It was done beautifully, well respected. Everyone involved will happily watch it one more time if they go down that road, but I doubt it now.
So there was a good match on the second night. Then
there were like two good matches.
Okay,
yeah. Two and a half.
I mean,
considering 1 hour.
We need to talk about another. I'll get to that in a minute. Actually. Next up was the women's match of Oscar versus Bianca Belair.
Very good entrance. Very, very good entrance.
Right. Oh, very, very good entrance. You guys share it with me.
Entrance of the night, for this reason alone, goes to Bianca Belair. They have all the little girls from the Compton School of Dance, I believe.
School of Dance, yeah. That was wicked. That was so, so good.
Dance with her. And the little girl, the one that did the little backflip and had her legs over her head.
Yeah.
That got to me because I didn't know at the time, but we found out later. 2 hours before she went out and did a performance, she got.
Oh, yeah, her mama died.
Yeah, her mama's died. Do that in front of 80,000 people.
I mean, my
heart goes out to you for your loss. But also, the respect for you to perform like that.
And she's still so young. And she performed like there was nothing you could never have told by her face.
Yeah.
There's nothing because she gave it her all. It was it was fantastic. Yeah. And then when I just saw in the comments, people were like, her mother just died 2 hours ago. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like,
bloody hell.
No, it was so good. Such a good performance. Yeah. It really was fantastic.
And again, it's two women who I both adore. I've got mad love for Bianca and Montez Ford. The fact that man's been tweeting the one tweet for the past 2 years saying God is good when you're married to Bianca Belair and the way she's looking. We agree.
But also, I don't think you noticed, like, at the end, like, Bianca was hugging her a lot, and I'm now feel like, I think, like, now it's like, takes on extra significance.
So yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
What does she know? And was like, you know, I think she was talking to her at one point.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my, like, and now it's like, oh my God. But, you know, big, like, yeah, that was so good. Yeah.
That match, to be fair, I love them both, but I wanted Oscar to get the win because I didn't realize Oscar's never won at Mania.
No. She's lost both times. Well, she's lost to Charlotte. She lost to, when you bring someone Oscar to the main roster to the NXT, I would have had her keep winning until the next Mania after that, and then have her lose to like someone like Rio or something like that. But but what do I know?
We don't know anything being fans,
because the way I would have had it is have her win and basically just create chaos in the women's division, just beat up people randomly for no reason.
Yeah, that's what they need to do, but they're playing safe at the moment. I mean, who can beat Bianca on that roster? So let me tell you this, and I'll tell you this right now. Anyhow, yeah, it's Carmella. I can't even talk right now. Yeah, people are going flip.
What are you Carmella for?
Whenever I hear Carmella, I just think Soprano. I can't help it.
Well, you're not far off, to be fair.
I can't help it. I just say Carmella, Soprano.
Like Carmella like that, man. Right. Well, Soprano anyway. But nah, I mean, no offense to Carmella, Corey Graves' missus. I mean, yeah, she's nice to look at, man, but she can't do shit. Realistically, in the grand scheme of things.
Do more than you. Man. Calm down a bit.
I'm calm. Apart from reversing backwards, and that's it. You ain't really done anything anymore. The only time you're irrelevant is when you're Revolve Truth.
Wow, that's harsh.
Am I wrong though?
I didn't say that.
He said what he said.
All right, fair enough. Moving on.
Oh, moving on to the highlight of the night, right? So the little interlude by The Miz. And for the last couple of weeks, every time The Miz has opened his mouth. Some wrestler or someone from the past has returned to shut him up. So night one, to the shock of the crowd, it was Pat McAfee. So this time, second night, night two.
I'm sorry.
So Snoop's in the ring and Myth that you ain't gonna get me again. Myth that no, you're right, because I ain't gonna do it. I need a man to do it. I need a man. I need the man. So I didn't know who to expect, because I thought it was probably gonna be someone like Matt Riddle or anything. But when the term and the music drops and you heard, "Here comes the money," Shane McMahon comes out, runs out with his two-step little quick shuffle shit, runs to the ring, out of breath already. Out of breath already.
So you're running, and you got to stop halfway to the ring.
Ooh, it's been a while since I've done this. Oh, okay.
One sec. Oh, I got burnt. Ow. Can a fan rub my calves?
Wait, it gets better.
Yeah, comes out of breath, gives a massive love to the crowd, saying he really appreciate that, but he ain't here to talk, let's get into it. So the match happens, and boy, right, let me just get into it. Match starts, he gives the Miz a couple of shots to the face, Irish whips him into the ropes, drops on the floor downwards, went under the Miz perfectly, then jumps up over the Miz's head, lands on his feet, and his quad is gone. Just like his dad's at the Royal Rumble a few years ago. Now, at this point, I'm not going to lie, I've barely laughed so much, right? I couldn't control myself for the next 20 minutes. That Shane's screaming on the floor in pain.
Medic! Medic!
And Snoop on the fly looking at him like, what the hell's wrong with you? Type look. Rolling on the floor, screaming in pain. So on the fly, Snoop takes over and has to match himself against the Miz, lays him out and does, would you say, a DX people's elbow?
Do you know what? He did better than he should have, because he should have to do anything. He was doing a Randall. He shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, for real. He wasn't supposed to have been there today.
I'm about to make dreams come true.
Yeah, he did the elbow, got the win, but let's just take out a few seconds there and talk about Shane McMahon, right?
I'm sorry. I'm stuck because...
Like, so is he.
Just think of, like, remember when Ultimate Warrior would come out and he just wouldn't stop and fling himself into the ring? This is why I don't want to see wrestlers again. Oh, because I don't wait to start having that.
But you know what? Warrior was a wrestler. Shane McMahon wasn't, yeah? He had no business, yeah? Even for shits and giggles and being the pay-per-view last night.
Man was not warmed up. Is that what you're telling me? That on television?
Man's on athlete. You shouldn't be there.
Yeah, but you know, you coined it perfectly.
Snoop became it. Snoop was warmed up.
But you know, both of you coined it brilliantly. He didn't warm up, right? And he's not an athlete, and he don't deserve to be there, but he certainly warmed the hell down, yeah? Because once his body hit the floor like drowning pool, he wasn't going nowhere after that.
That's a permanent cool down.
Drowning pool. Oh, he did it.
Look, my mate.
Like, and you're like, you know, like when wrestlers will come and they'll be talking, but they're like still struggling. Like, you know, I just want to say, it's the burn. It really burns, right?
The fact that we should have known, yeah, from the moment he ran to the ring without a breath, you're like, mate, what are you doing? You shouldn't be talking on the mic. But his face was red just talking on the mic. So when his quad gave out, that was it. My phone, I couldn't even, one of my mates messaged me crying with laughter. And I was like, I'm actually seeing this live. Man just done his quad like his dad. And man just getting squirted out of the ring, and that was it. That did it for me.
Squirted or carried by an ambulance team.
Now, that's a part of, I hope WWE do a behind the scenes of Mania this year like they did last year, because I want to see that footage of him getting caught.
They did do one, but he wasn't on it.
They edited that out. That's the privilege right there. Like, no.
They have to.
Because... Someone coming? What, Vince went down with a deep heat? Like, yeah, I can tell you this helps.
That was. I mean, even now. Even talking about it now, I'm still bending up, and I thought, what am I seeing?
Like I said to you the other night, I was like, I hope this is a sign for him to stay the fuck away. Because like,
new name, Tiger Bomb McMahon.
Hey, that could work, you know. I can see it right now. He coming up with some Joe outfit, yeah.
Sometimes you've got to stay in your lane. There's a reason I ain't running nowhere. I don't run for buses. I don't run for nothing. I'm not running. I've got to beg a fan for a drink on the way there. Beg a pass of water, yeah.
All right, what's next, big man?
Yeah, what's next, man?
Next after that. It was Edge with his Brood S entrance.
The Edge, you say? Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Adam. Against my guy, the demonized Finn Balor.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, this was a good match. To be fair, I wasn't expecting anything less between them both.
Mm. Yeah.
But when Edge threw the ladder on Finn's head and it clapped him,
It was a bad gash, to be fair. Sorry, go on.
No, I said, which is a very rare these days that they actually stopped the match for him to put the staples in for it to be continued.
Yeah, they had to literally staple the tail up right there and then to.
When
you saw the pictures on Instagram, I was like, fucking hell, that was like a serious gash.
Yeah. The match could have gone either way. Very good. I mean, I love the fact that Finn was like, you know what, screw this. I'm going to jump from the top of the Hell in the Cell and jump through a table just to beat a man and completely miss. But it was gritty. It was determined. It was a good match. Edge got the win, which, to be fair, it was the only outcome. Because this story has been going on for nearly a year.
I kind of want Finn to win. I kind of wanted Finn to win that match.
Hmm? Finn would have been nice, but...
Yeah. But, what? Edge is a veteran. He needs to put the younger generation over. I'm just saying.
No, and I agree with you.
But
no, it was a good match, and it was to me a nice warm up for what we had next, which yet again, entrances. Now, Cody's story in all the build up to this, everyone knows when he comes out. And the crowd says, well, the fireworks on pyro is always madness. But damn, budget was spent on them fireworks display when he came out. It was, and he come out looking like Homelander from The Boys meets Prince Caspian, all done up to the nines. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm begging you, Cody, please. And this is no disrespect towards the tribal chief here. Yeah. No disrespect. End of the table. Yeah. No disrespect to Roman at all. But it was teed up perfectly. The fact that they had the man's family at ringside
That confirmed he was going to lose for me.
Well, you know, I kind of sensed it.
Interesting. Why, bruv? Why?
Because they like to do shit like that. That confirmed to me that wasn't Vince Day. Yeah. Because Vince likes to do that shit like that. Like, if you're like, what they usually do with wrestlers, if they're in their hometown, they will always make them lose. Especially, that's what Vince used to do a lot. Like, if it feels like a wrestler from Texas, and they were happen to be in Texas, the actual city of like hot Houston that they actually were born and raised, they'll make sure you lose.
I couldn't imagine we're doing our big show in Brixton and man come with this. No, see, you're gonna lose.
No, Brixton. You're losing in Brixton, what? Bitch.
No, I'm going off script because everything. I'll be like, not like. I whisper, is it? If I lose here, I'm gonna piss on your mum's grave. Understand? The disrespect will be real.
Disrespect was real.
Like, for the sake of Acre Lane, I cannot. Are you mad?
The disrespect was real. I mean,
no.
These little girl was there, and he got emotional. You saw it.
No, yeah. Okay, see.
Yeah, his bubble was there.
So what you're saying is you brought my whole. My people,
right?
To Brixton Academy, had them in the front, brought out the cousins I've not seen since 19 long time. We used to break bread together, and you're gonna have me lose.
This is the one that got me. Seeing the family was something, right? And seeing him getting emotional was something. But when I clocked, they had John Hoover, the great late Brody Lee's son, with him. I thought, you can't now. Come on. Yeah. He had him there as white ringside. And I thought, if they're going to make Cody win it, it has to be with this was his moment. It was builded up perfectly. Teed it up perfectly. And just seeing he was borderline in tears. But I thought, you know what? If you're going to win it, it has to be now. And then Roman comes out with his entrance. Bruv, take it away, because I can't mention this. This is you.
Well, it was a good entrance. It was the slowest entrance in the world, but, you know, it was a good entrance.
Like, the music in the background, the piano playing.
It was the tribal chief. It was head of the table. He basically, he owned it. It was Roman Reigns. What can you say?
It was, as they say, was it cool? Game level boss villain entrance.
It was. He was sporting Black Force energy, I must say.
Oof. You know what I'm seeing in my head? I'm seeing, like, you know when you play Dark Souls, you got to go through the doors.
He's literally.
That's exactly what I'm seeing.
Yeah, he's just coming through the door like he was fucking Sister Frida.
Oh God!
okay. All right. Cool. All right. Go on. You do you.
Yeah.
And the match itself was good.
It was.
Bruv, no, I don't like that. Sorry, I know you enough. That's not.
No, the match itself was good, but.
Yeah. See. Oh, you're doing it. Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Because like it. Like for like, it's a good and bad feeling at the same time, because like it's very rare that you go into an event like WrestleMania and not know how it's going to turn out. Like all things aim for Cody Rhodes to win.
Yeah,
but because he's taking on the Air Force himself, the head of the table, it could go.
It could go anyway.
So you're like, because like you're hearing things like, oh, Roman wants to take a long break, blah blah blah. Like after this, you're like, you must take a long break and blah blah blah, because he deserves it. He's been champion for like a billion years now, and it's like, so you're like, okay, all signs point to him losing, but it's still Roman Reigns though.
Yeah.
And like with the sale happening that literally on that day, and basically seeing a lot more of Vince, you're like, he's about.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. He's sporting that Jay-Z, I will not lose energy.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, what happens?
Mm-hmm. Roman gets the win thanks to Solo interfering. And I can honestly say, right, the fans were pissed off. You saw the dynamic of everyone happy, everyone engrossed in the match, everyone's like, fuck this, yeah? And that's when it dropped, because when you saw people at home recording their reactions, there were people crying, there were people fuming, someone shutting off the pay-per-view. You're thinking, this is Vince. This is not Triple H. This is Vince. Night two might as well be called Vince Mania, yeah? Because that's what it was. You felt it, and you felt the energy completely being sucked out of the crowd. And that's when I thought, you know what? I know what's going to happen now. I literally sat there and just saw, and mark my words, if I'm wrong, I would love to be wrong. 1 year to the day, and we'll touch on this subject, saying Roman's finally lost that title. Because I can see this going on.
Oh my God.
Will it call for the following year?
I hope you're wrong. I don't, like, as much as I love Roman, I can't. I can't now. Like,
it is, because Paul Heyman's promo on Raw summed it up. He said to him, you have all these opportunities here where you won't be getting with the call shot at Roman. And he named out all the pay-per-views apart from WrestleMania. So that's basically saying, we're going to have this run for another year. You will have to win the Rumble. You have to go through hard times. Then you'll get your shot. I guarantee you, 1 year from now, that's when we'll have this conversation. And Roman will finally lose the title. Because by then, all records would have been broken.
On that note, I think we should get a quarter day.
Yeah.
Wow.
And also,
for those of you who haven't realised, what we've basically been dancing around is Vince is back. We said it.
What? Before. Who told you that? Lies!
And also, as well, the recent acquisition is that it's now WWE and
UFC.
UFC. Great.
Nothing.
Yeah. And even he's being cagey in interviews. There was an interview recently where he said, when they said, are you going to be like taking a role? And he's like, yes and no, which is like, what does that even mean? Yeah, it's either right. Yes, you're going to do a role, or no, you're not. And the amount that we know, we can guess what that means.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
All I know is like the first Raw, he did take over, and apparently there were a lot of rewrites.
It was crap.
It was really shit. And there was apparently it was like a bunch of rewrites done, think segments cut off, people told to go home, basically. It was like, yeah.
It was a shit show, and that's us being nice. It was shocking. Shockingly bad.
And what kind of gets me is that it's a reaction, because even though everyone's shitting on that show, they are saying, they see it as positive because people are still talking about it. It's like,
no.
But negatively, no. that's not, no. Anyway.
Because you want return people to come back. That's the thing. There's always this old adage, there's no such thing as bad press. It's like, there is. There actually is. What you want is want people to come back and keep engaging with your content. If you know that everything you're going to get is going to be rubbish, why are you going to come back? And anywho, I'm gonna stop giving the marketing lectures, and I think we should go now.
People might not have seen the announcement, but AEW has announced they're having their first UK based pay per view.
I saw there's a UK based pay per view happening. You two go. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, Jimmy, a hell of a lot easier to get tickets for this compared to WWE's Money in the Bank. Where they've got WWE has Money in the Bank at the O2, AEW's got Wembley Arena.
Radium Stadium.
Oh, Stadium.
Stadium. That's the one.
90,000 people. Yep. Which, to be fair, WWE should have had that for Money in the Bank. But, yeah, I will see no problems getting tickets for this. I'm definitely going. I've got to see Kenny and the Young Bucks. I have to make it.
Cool. On that note, are we definitely going to now call it quits?
Because
that's a lot to take in, absorb, what have you. Thank you again for your ears. If you would like to email us, you can send off your thoughts, your recommendations, your requests for the round table at stjuiceavengers@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at messeduppod, and you can find us on Twitter at andmessed. Big man, what are your socials?
Socials. I is on the gram at war. I'm sorry, at my mistake. I'm at Mr. _Roberts_V1. And on Twitter, I'm at war3782. Mr. Classic, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on YouTube under instantclassic_KB. And you can also find me on Twitch, TikTok, and Instagram under instantclassicgaming.
Thank you, as always, for your ears and your time. And we look forward to speaking to you soon. You take care of yourselves.
Take care, people.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's Why We're Messed Up, produced by the St. Jude's Avengers, edited by Instant Classic Gaming, and music produced by Box Room Music.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.